8:45, and now we get a different view of what has been a very important policy for the current president. Before his election, there was a lot of talk that maybe the more liberal-minded administration might get tougher on big businesses, and there's still talk like that. There has been this effort to reach out and encourage responsible corporate practice and maybe get some benefits in return. So with that backdrop said, the food company Otogi, or if you're reading it in English characters, it looks like Otogi, but it depends whether you're reading in Hangul or in English, has been picked as an exemplar employer. And Andrew Jong of Merger Market's been looking into it for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. And right, the food company was founded in 1969, and it's famous here in Korea for its ketchup, mayonnaise, most of all, personally at least, the ramyun the company makes, among other food items that have been cited by the Blue House as the company to be. So
even pasta sauces, I think I've experienced. I mean, it's one of those brands which you'll find everywhere, not
right.
just supermarkets
right, right.
or little markets, but convenience stores. Yeah.
Right,
it's a go-to.
Family Mart, whatever. So, and but it does raise a question here because the Moon administration really singled out this company as the best practice company in terms of labor and tax compliance, at least. And the question is how morally and legally sound the management system at Otogi really is. There's also questions about whether it was right for the Moon administration to really single out a company and exert pressure on larger conglomerates to conform to a certain management system. So a lot of questions that the singling out of Otogi really created here.
So this company, how much of a clean slate does it really have?
Right, and this has been really examined recently by the local press, and Otogi has been cited as one of the more moral and labor-friendly companies in Korea in recent Korean reports, and the press has cited Otogi's policy of hiring nearly 100% of the company's workforce, including the most junior and unskilled of laborers on permanent long-term contracts, despite the higher costs associated with such a policy. There also have been reports that Otogi's founder, the late Ham Tae-ho, donated funds for children with cardiac disorders, scholarships for college and graduate school students, and donated up to 30,000 shares in his company to foundations before his death in 2016. So just to give an idea about how much these shares are worth, shares in Otogi are trading at slightly below 800,000 Korean won, meaning the 30,000 shares, if you can do the math, is about worth 24 billion Korean won, or about 21 million U.S. dollars. So that's a big sum that he donated, and I think he does deserve a lot of praise. But these feats by the late Mr. Ham and Otogi's labor and management policies have been a subject of intermittent but consistent media attention in recent months, dating back to before the 2016 October scandal, in which a lot of conglomerates were accused of bribing the government and a lot of bad practices. And the more recent coverage of Otogi and the company's founding family and their moral societal achievements have also come in the face of outraging reports about other similar companies and their founders, such as a certain pizza company that I'm not going to name, a certain drug company. We've also seen the Korea Fair Trade Commission crack down on multiple franchises, medium-sized family-owned companies, again, where these revelations about company owners abusing lower-level employees, both verbally and even physically, have surfaced. And Otogi's founding family, the Ham family, has also been credited with complying fully with inheritance taxes when the management torch was passed on from the late Mr. Ham Tae-ho to the incumbent family owner, Mr. Ham Young-jun. And all of this have led to favorable coverage in general and increased media attention on Otogi and repeated praises both online and offline about the company's heretofore lesser noticed achievements. And but unfortunately, this increased media attention and interest in the company has also led to some negative coverage of the company's policy. So returning to the question, how really clean is Otogi in terms of its management policies? And there have been allegations that the company engaged in massive intra-group trading.
What do we mean by that, just to clarify?
Right, right. The intra-group trading, it's a very uniquely Korean business transaction that's really regulated here only by the Korean antitrust regulator. And intragroup trading is severely, again, regulated and capped by the Fair Trade Commission. It is a cause for financial and even criminal penalties for conglomerates larger than Ulldoogie that have assets worth 5 trillion Korean won or more. So these are the list of companies that are regularly watched by the Fair Trade Commission and obliged to file updates on its cross-shareholding structures, for example. So these companies are very, very regulated in terms of how much intragroup trading, meaning how much trade between their affiliates that they can conduct. And intragroup trading is frowned upon here because it has been used often to prop up weaker and smaller affiliates through favorable business deals, using very wealthy affiliates and using these newly propped up companies as vehicles for passing on ownership of these business empires to the next generation of the founding family. So intragroup trading, when you're accused of doing a lot of it, it's certainly not good. And it comes at a time when the company's been, I guess, you know, floated and praised as a company that's complying with inheritance taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So this kind of allegation shows that, I guess, excuse me, if Ulldoogie's allegation is really true, this kind of shows that Ulldoogie is not without its faults. But just to point out, but even if Ulldoogie had engaged in massive intragroup trading, it would not be illegal because Ulldoogie's assets don't amount to the 5 trillion won threshold, which is the threshold for being included in the companies that are not allowed to engage in this kind of extensive intragroup trading behavior, like, for example, Samsung, SK, Hyundai Motor, and LG. So although the late late Humtae's moral and financial donations and his company's labor policies certainly do deserve praise and applause, especially because in the face of distorted abuses by other similar business figures, the company appears, again, not without faults, and hence begs the question, aren't there other Ulldoogies out there deserving, you know, similar praise from the Blue House if the same set of standards are applied to them?
So is the Moon administration wise to be singling out this company?
Right, and there's also the question about whether it's the right thing to do. And I just want to remind listeners that Ulldoogie was, of course, the, quote, the special guest invited to the Blue House beer powwow last week by President Moon Jae-in, alongside much larger conglomerates like Samsung, SK, Hyundai Motor, LG. And this gesture was, again, a very, I think, a very thinly veiled sign towards other conglomerates to follow Ulldoogie's example by hiring more permanent workers, comply better with tax rules, and give back more to society. But again, some columns here in Korea, including one from the Joseonilbo last Saturday on July 29th, appeared to downplay Ulldoogie's feats, mentioning how other conglomerates like Shinsegae, for instance, had also fully complied with paying inheritance taxes when ownership of the conglomerate was partially passed down from the second generation owner, Lee Myung-hee, to her children. And the same Joseon column from last Saturday also referred to the alleged massive intragroup trading that Ulldoogie had engaged in that we talked about just now, something that other larger conglomerates that were invited to the Blue House alongside Ulldoogie, like Samsung and Hyundai Motor, are barred from doing because of Korea's antitrust rules. And so there appears to be some criticism over whether Ulldoogie should be receiving favorable treatment by the Blue House. But again, was President Moon singling out Ulldoogie the wise thing to do? I'd like to think yes, not because Ulldoogie is the most moral company out there, but because it gives a lot of companies and consumers here in Korea a chance to look back on what or which companies are doing the right thing and which companies tend not to be doing the right thing. And remember that consumers can vote with their money. So I think it's a good wake-up call throughout the business sector and to consumers as well. So I think the singling out by the administration of Ulldoogie is certainly not a too bad of a thing to do.
But really what we're looking at here is a call from the government for there to be some sacrifice on the part of these larger conglomerates.
Right.
And they can either do that voluntarily and with a nice warm handshake, right, or they can have it inflicted upon them.
Right. The threat, of course, the implicit threat is if you don't comply, you know, you can have a lot of regulatory problems
and
down the road. Right. Tax rules.
Because I could get, I mean, I'm right in suggesting there may be tax breaks and other benefits for complying.
Right, companies, right.
Offering new jobs and better wages. I mean, this is, again, the point that's just been repeatedly so obvious, that it's these larger conglomerates, ironically, who are in the best position to bring about the Moon Jae administration's vision, even if it's a vision that's supposed to benefit all of us, which would be not conglomerates or people involved with conglomerates. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thank you, Alex.
Andrew Jong taking us through our Different View segment today and taking a very close look at one particular company, necessarily because that's what the government is doing. Whether it's right or wrong, whether it's a free advert or not, maybe you can be the judge of that. Now, we'll continue with our latest edition tomorrow at 7.05, so please join us for this morning then. But stay with us here on TBS EFM 2. We've got CareerScape coming up next up with Kurt Asian. And before that, your latest news headlines.